you ever walk out of a business because it was just so bad you couldn't take it anymore? 1-800-330-9999. Where did you walk out of? Raven, I have never, ever done this. And this weekend, I was so tempted. And I'm such a wimp that I didn't do it. I went to this restaurant.
So it's the thought that you had, but you didn't actually do it.
Oh, my God. We had a full conversation about it. So there's this restaurant that we really like that's near our home, and it's on the water, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful day, so we wanted to be able to see the boats. So we take the girls, and we go, and you know, we walk in, and this is our first time going there this season.
Sure.
So we ask if we can sit, you know, close with the view of the water.
Yeah, give me a nice table. Right. Sure, we're here all the time. Why wouldn't you ask?
Well, we're
that?
Not there all the time. So,
okay.
And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the place is half empty because we go eat dinner at 4 o'clock because we're those people with the kids.
So it shouldn't be a problem, right? Even at this fancy place on the water.
They say no. They say that they're reserved and that we can't have the table by the water. Okay, I get it. I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. My parents own restaurants. If they're reserved and they can't flip it in an hour, sure, whatever.
There was more than one?
Oh, there was tons of tables, but I get it. So now we're sitting all the way in, not next to the water, and it's okay, right? We open the menu, and the whole menu has changed. Now, I also understand that we're in post-COVID times, and the restaurants went through a lot, and they have to jack up their prices. But they jacked up their prices, and they made the menu half the size and got rid of the kids' menu.
Wow.
So now, I would have to, it's for like a dish of pasta with butter, no joke, they want $22. $22 for pasta with butter for the kids.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. Then we order the drinks. And they bring $14 drinks in plastic cups.
Now, what?
Not even like red Solo cups, which to me are the classiest of the plastic cups.
I mean, at least you feel like you're getting a lot. You're
right.
Getting a good amount of ounces. It takes you back to your college days. You remember when you were younger and hotter.
These are the ones that your grandma had at the house when you would rinse out your mouth after you brushed your teeth in the bathroom.
They're like 4 to 6 ounces.
They're small.
Those are the saddest cups
ever. The saddest
ever.
Plastic cups.
Right.
$14. So we're looking at the menu. We order the apps. We get these little tiny drinks. And my husband looks at me. He goes, let's go. And I go, we can't go. We can't go.
Oh, no. He wanted to get up and leave.
He wanted to get up and leave.
And walk away.
Walk out of the restaurant.
Yeah, that's different than just walking out. But okay.
He was like, let's just pay for the drinks. And he's like,
okay.
Yeah. And
well, if he's willing to pay for the drinks, then fine.
He's like, well, let's not get the food because we see the food going to the other tables and it doesn't look great.
Sure.
And he's it's expensive. And he's like, let's just get up. Like, we'll go to our favorite Mexican place, right? Because he knew that if he said my favorite Mexican place,
triggered
I'd be like,
you.
I don't know what my problem is.
Yeah.
But I felt so uncomfortable doing that. That I couldn't do it.
Oh, I feel like you should have done it in that instance.
No.
Yes.
I felt like the girls were sitting down at this point. Now I got to lug them back, put
them
back in the car seat.
Now we got to make them stand back up.
All right. we got to drive down the street.
I mean,
we're
all
hungry.
Things you were going to do anyway.
Have you ever walked out of a place before? Any place, not just a restaurant.
You know what? I mean, I'm sure I've walked out of a place because I haven't been able to get a drink in forever. Like, if you go to a bar and you just can't get somebody's attention forever, that drives me nuts. I had a similar situation this past week when I went with the kid. The kid wanted to get his jet ski. We went throwing $15,000 at this guy, the sales guy, throwing it at him to get these things. And he couldn't even act like he was interested.
Mm.
I wanted to leave so bad. I wanted furthermore to tell him what I thought about the situation before I left. But I couldn't do that because they had us hostage. They had the item that my kid wanted. So I had to stay there. If it had been so simple as making him stand up. Then I probably would have said, let's go.
First of all, I can't believe you spend that much money on a jet ski.
That's what
we're
getting right now.
Two very different trains of thought there.
I mean.
1-800-330-9999. Did you ever walk out of a place? What happened? Did you ever walk out of somewhere? Where were you? What were you doing? You just got so fed up and you walked out. 1-800-330-9999. My husband begged me to walk out of a restaurant this past weekend because the service was so bad and the food looked terrible and it was so expensive. And I couldn't do it. I feel like once my bottom hits the chair, I'm like somehow legally obligated to stay there, be dissatisfied with my meal, and then pay the check and leave. What is wrong with me?
It's terrible,
right?
Terrible way to be a consumer.
Hi, it's Anna on Raven. When did you actually walk out of a place?
My husband has 4 kids. It was date night. We never get out. So we made reservations to Texas Roadhouse. And we get there. It's still like a 30-minute wait. We get seated. It's another 15 minutes. So we got our order placed. We get our food. And it's completely cold.
Oh.
And we were just over it at that point. We were just like, we're leaving. We didn't eat the food. And we just left.
Yeah. See, that's what I wish I had the guts to do that. But I can't. I feel so guilty. I feel like I'm going to get arrested or something.
Even cold, though. The steak and shrimp at Texas Roadhouse is coming with me. I'm putting it in a napkin and it's coming with me. If I waited all that time for it, even if it's cold, I'm not a dine and dasher, Anna. But I'm leaving with that ribeye. It's coming with me.
If it's cold, though, I've never eaten there.
I don't even care.
I don't know.
It's like jerky with salt on it. I love it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you walk out?
It was a place called like Empanadas on a main street. And I walked out even after I put the order for the food in. Newer restaurant, ordered the salmon. You know, 10, 20 minutes go by. And then she comes back, the bartender. And she's like, oh, they forgot to put it in. We're going to start it right now. I just put a timer on my phone because I get very agitated and I need to like make sure I'm kind of giving them the benefit. And I just count down 10 minutes and if it didn't show up, and it never showed. So I slinked out when, you know, I pretended I had a phone call to get. And I don't know if the salmon ever actually hit the bar, but I left.
Here's the thing. The salmon was already dead. So it didn't matter. If the salmon was in the back, it was already dead. So somebody ate that salmon.
They didn't even have margaritas. You know?
No, that sounds fake then. You were in a time warp or some sort of place, and no place, self-respecting place called Empanadas is going to have no margaritas.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, that is ridiculous. Thank you, sir.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you walk out of somewhere?
I actually recently walked out of my son's Boy Scout ceremony. He was receiving an award, and the next kid up is just a neighborhood kid that I cannot stand. I can't stand him, and I can't stand his parents, and he's mean to my son. So we just got up and walked out.
That's not very responsible or nice.
I mean, it's not grown up, but I really do applaud your bravery for coming out here and saying what you think. You're bold. You're courageous, and everybody knows that there's a kid in the neighborhood that you kind of hate, even though you're an adult, and you know you're not supposed to. There's one.
But I mean, there's one thing not to applaud or just to sit there quietly. It's another thing to make a scene and to walk out when the other child is, you know, getting their award.
Well, you just move quickly, briskly. Mm-hmm. Did you move briskly?
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. See?
All right.
Jimmy could have had a doctor's appointment. They don't know.
When did you actually just walk out of a place? Where were you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Did you ever walk out of a place because it was so, well, terrible?
Whatever. Right.
Yeah, terrible. My husband was so mad at me over the weekend because he wanted to walk out of a restaurant and I wouldn't let him. I feel like such a punk. Like, I felt like I had to stay. When did you walk out of a place? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I walked out of a car dealership. You know, it bothers me that there are so few women car salespersons. When I was shopping for a new car, I would walk into a dealership and ask them for a saleswoman. And when they said they didn't have one, I walked right out.
Huh. Oh, good for you. And you're right. That's a very good point.
I bought my car from a female, and
good for you.
And she knew exactly what to say, and you know what? I applauded her for it. I was like, they targeted towards me. They sent her right over to me, and I bought a car from her.
It worked out. Good morning, Anna and Raven. When did you walk out of something?
It was an Olive Garden, and they had their restrooms by the front door, which I haven't seen in a long time. When we walked through the doors, right before we could get to the hostess stand, the overwhelming smell of someone who had
right. Okay.
Even just talking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, why would they put the front? You know, restaurants have the bathrooms in the rear, you know, for a reason.
Sure.
And we looked at each other and the hostess is like, I can't smell anything.
Because she's become accustomed to it.
Right.
Yeah. You are nose dead.
Yeah. Right. Right. That
and
poor girl.
We had to walk out.
That poor girl probably needs some sort of body scan on her sinuses.
I never lose my appetite, though. Even if I'm grossed out, I still find the courage to eat. I'm like, yeah.
It's the one that you're the bravest at it. It's the most courageous you ever are.
It's true. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you walk out of a place?
I walked out of a movie one time, not because of the movie or anything like that, but it was actually the people around me. I mean, they were coughing and sneezing, and I didn't know if I was going to catch something. It's like I went to the manager, and they said they couldn't do anything about it. So I said, well, that's it. You know, I want my money back. I'm out.
Huh.
I get it. If people were all around me and you feel like they're snotty, like, yeah. Like, you know, If boogers are flying in, I don't want to be there. I mean, when do you find yourself in a situation ever where you're that surrounded by enough of it? Like a plane, if somebody starts sneezing next to you on the plane, I mean, is there anything worse than somebody that starts having a coughing or a sneezing fit next to you on the plane?
The person that doesn't stop talking to you. I would almost rather have the sneezer than the person that just keeps engaging in conversation for 6 hours while you're flying across the country.
I mean, they're both not good.
Yeah. You ever walk out of a movie before, Raven?
I have walked out of a movie before. Gosh, I have to. I mean, it's amazing. I've seen a million movies, and you can't really recall the ones that you have, but it's only been once or twice in my life.
I have never walked out of a movie because I feel like I paid and I'm going to stay here and watch it to the end. I've fallen asleep in movies several times.
Yeah.
At that point, I
just
decide.
That's happened to me, too. Right.
Yeah, like, if I don't like the movie, instead of walking out, I'll be like, you know what? It's nap time. Put my head down and sleep.
The seats are so good now. Now
yeah.
Look at those recline ones.
It's great.
It's really not fair.
Yeah.